I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show, weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Dang, that Cam Newton is one handsome man. I find myself smiling when he smiles. When he extends his long arms, I wish I could give him a hug. I can also tell exactly what he looked like as a little boy because he still looks like a little boy, just in a 6'5", 245-pound frame. So I basically know what our kids would look like. Now, on the other side of things, there's Peyton Manning. And even though he appears nice on those pizza, insurance, and car commercials, he speaks like he's had too many blows to the head. And that is a big head. He has one of those heads that look like it fits in the entire helmet. He could rent ad space on his forehead, which I'm surprised the NFL hasn't done yet because they sell everything else. They could have a sponsor on Peyton's helmet, and when he takes it off, you would see the Bud Light indented in his forehead. Peyton's head would definitely get the most ad dollars. But Cam Newton could sell me anything. And I'm pretty sure we could work out a trade deal. Nothing sorted. I just want him to stay at my place for a few nights so I can stare at him while he sleeps. I bet he has adorable football dreams. Aww.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Omaha! Yeah, and that's what's inside our head, Omaha. So it was finally revealed today, and I don't know, I'm sure it's been revealed before, but it was made public today.
Very public.
To the world. What the hell Omaha is when they snap the ball, yeah, to Peyton Manning. It's go the other way. Go the other way. Well, now he's coming.
We love that.
He's coming to the right city for that. Now, isn't Mr. Peyton? Come on down and go the other way. I think we're all going the other way when we start dealing with the traffic next week. Now, we really.
Oh, right?
I have to tell you, it's an amazing thing because we thought that we'd be dealing with it this week. And so far, well, I guess if you were in the 5:30 commute, you might say, what the hell are you talking about, Drex? It's a freaking nightmare. But so far, I mean, today, it was crazy when I rolled into the city. I rolled in faster than I normally do. Yeah. By like 5 or 10 minutes, because I guess everybody's using mass transit, which you should continue to do, I guess.
Exactly. Right. It's only 2 days, but so far I'm like, this is a breeze.
Right.
Because everybody... I shouldn't say this out loud, but it's so terrified of the traffic that they
stayed
home.
We all are.
However, yeah. I guess it was bad early on Monday because a lot of folks said, I'm going to get a jump on things and left ahead of time.
Yes.
This battery street was backed up. But that's so funny about the Omaha thing, because where we work, we see people flipping U-turns all the time, and we're like, that's their Omaha. Omaha!
Go the other way.
Oh, and then there's that. I don't know who I'm for. I guess I want to see the 39-year-going on 40-year-old guy win, I guess. I just want it all to be over. Just go away.
Well, right, yeah. And then you started to say that.
Not to be a spoil sport, I'm not, but.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun. It's going to get fun over
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely, yeah.
Super Bowl
City.
Matt Nathanson, Chris Isaac, all these other artists,
but,
people singing,
right,
dancing over
Dave
there.
Matthews Band is coming, and there's some big-ass concert, and I don't know if it's Dave Matthews or whatever, but is playing one of these live concerts at Pier 70. Where's Pier 70?
Yes, this is the one I was telling you about that we can't even afford to go to, and it's driving me crazy. Rolling Stone is putting on a huge party.
Oh.
And, oh, God, I forgot who's
but
all playing.
But that's next Thursday night, right?
Yeah, and,
But it starts at 2.
LMFAO.
Oh, right on.
I'll find it.
But so what you have to know is I think that venue starts at 2:30 in the afternoon.
Oh, that's way over by where I live. That won't affect anybody's traffic.
Oh, okay, so is it on the other side of the bridge?
It would be
south of the Bay Bridge.
No one will feel a... It's like when the doctor says, you're not going to feel a thing, and they give you a shot or something.
You know, I have to tell you, it's the strangest thing. Everybody has their own war plan as to how to deal with this and how to deal. You know, So it's really strange, and it's very interesting. People from Oakland, it's like, okay, so should I get off at Fremont, or should I try the Embarcadero north? Because you can go north right now, but you're not going to be able to next week when there's, I don't know, 500,000 people over there. That's not going to work. But what is going to work? So you take 101 north, and then you get off at Van Ness. Do you try that one? Which one do you try to sneak into? Everybody has their secret game plan, but so do 500,000 other people. So good luck with that. We'll get through it. And then when it's all over, we'll say, we survived. We survived the Super Bowl, everybody. I think there'll be a lot of heavy drinking. I think that's what the city should do for us. Don't you think so? All right. Provide us all with free booze the next week after. After all of it comes down. Okay, so.
God, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, give us something, please, Mayor Lee. What do you got? What do we got? We got 7 more days until Groundhog Day. And by the way, it feels like spring is in the air. Heather had her top down yesterday. But Omaha! 12 more days until the Super Bowl. 13 more days until the Year of the Monkey. And 19 more days until Valentine's Day. Oh, and everybody's wondering about this one, and I'll just tell you because, I don't know, it's a good thing. 47 more days until daylight savings time. The gay light savings time is on the way, ladies and gentlemen, so good for all
it's
of us.
March when?
I don't know, 47 more days. Okay. I don't know.
Totally forgot.
But the countdown is
11th
on.
11th or 12th, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, by the way, two-thirds of with Valentine's Day around the corner, it really is time to think about that. 19 more days to go. Dear God, yes, it's that time of year already. And according to a new survey, about 2 out of 3 women drop hints about what they want for Valentine's Day. Since it's less than a month away, those hints have probably started already.
Can I just say, oh,
people.
Brother?
What? Well, this is a thing
Valentine
for...
gift?
Well... yeah, right?
It's Christmas just happened. Like,
I know. Well,
eat
yes,
your
but this
sushi
happens all the time.
And drink your champagne and shut up. What's with the presents? I don't know.
Heather,
I haven't been in a relationship in a while.
Heather, there
low
are so...
expectations.
Right. There are so many men that love you for saying that, or ladies, whatever the case may be, Omaha, in this town, that would love you for saying that. Those things are not necessary. It's a Hallmark holiday.
Oh, my God. I mean, with some guys, it's like, good luck getting a card out of them.
Guys,
seriously.
Guys don't do cards. You know, honestly, I think you're more likely to get the dozen roses than you are a card.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
I mean,
you know
because
what?
I have to go to the store, and I have to stand in line, and then I got to look at the cards and find one that matches unless I'm making my own. With the roses, I just punch it into the computer, and away we go.
It's a much better way to go. You get more bang for your buck with flowers, I got to say. I mean, aren't cards getting really, really obscenely expensive? But to your point, I remember I was in a relationship for like a year before the guy gave me a card along with something. I don't know what it was. And I know that I said right in front of him that I realized, oh, that's what your handwriting looks like. I had never seen...
Oh,
his handwriting
well, yeah,
ever
you
at
don't.
All.
That's a good point. Nobody does anymore. Who
we
does
tweet,
that?
We text. We don't leave each other notes.
Yeah,
blah, blah, blah.
It's an emoji world.
Like,
it's an emoji
oh
world.
Oh, God. Who taught you to write? I'm breaking up with you. Obviously, there's something wrong with you. No,
we're
going to
take a break and we'll be back. Speaking of emojis and all things fun like that, fun with Facebook and how to stop that damn Be Like Bill meme from knocking you up and out. Yeah, and driving you insane. On the way on the Drex Radio Show, along with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Let's get to some sports here. After winning last night, the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos advanced to Super Bowl 50. Peyton Manning became the oldest quarterback to lead his team to a Super Bowl. Yeah, in fact, Peyton is so old that if he wins and they ask what he's going to do now, he's going to say, I'm going to Fort Lauderdale. It's warmer there. That's right, the Broncos beat the Patriots to win the AFC Championship last night. And Tom Brady was sacked 4 times. Brady was hit so hard, a kid in the stands actually caught one of his Uggs. Yeah, you see that?
That's a hard hit.
Yeah.
It's really a strange thing to think about, you know, 39 years old. Oh, that's so old. I guess it is in the NFL. For sure. So we'll have
it
the
is
oldest quarterback in the Super Bowl.
Any
Super
athlete, Bowl so I think. But, oh, God, I'm spacing out on his name. Our own big guy from the 49ers, Montana.
Joe Montana.
How old was he when he finally left? Because he was thought of as getting up there, I believe.
Yeah. He was with the Chiefs at the time? Okay,
He left here.
He left us. I see that he's going to be back on local television, I think on KPIX. So he's going to be hanging, which is a cool thing. Right on. Okay, promised it, so let's get to All Things Bay. That includes tech things, and so let's talk about how to stop that Be Like Bill meme that's invading your Facebook feed. And if you've been on Facebook in the past week, you've probably been judged by a stick figure driving you crazy. Now, it hasn't happened to me, but it's happened to friends. It's all because of that meme called Be Like Bill. And if you don't know, and if you're not into Facebook, well, what's wrong with you? It's a drawing of a stick figure in a hat along with some sanctimonious advice. I'll give you an example. Bill goes out for dinner. Bill doesn't take a picture of his food. Bill knows no one cares what he eats. Bill is smart. Be like Bill. Stop being annoying. And it's expanded this past week where now people can actually customize the advice with their own name replacing Bill. So the meme was created by some dude in Milan. So, you know, there is a way to get rid of it, and I will tell you. So next time you see someone post a Be Like Bill meme, click on the little arrow that's in the upper right side of their post, all right, and select Hide All from Blopla is the name of the app. Hide All from Blopla app, and it'll go away. Go away.
So it's how to get rid of a specific meme so you don't get
right
rid of the whole person.
The post. Right, right.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know that.
And then just you select Hide All from the Blopla, that's right, Blopla, B-L-O-P-L-A app. Now you know. You're welcome. Okay. Speaking of Facebook, no matter how many Facebook friends you have, how many can you really count on?
Oh, my God. Just a fraction.
None of them.
Is that the answer, really?
Yeah, it's like your Twitter followers. Yeah. Come on. Really?
Well, that's a good test. Facebook and go, hey, Mike, I'm stranded. My car broke down, and see if anybody answers.
Is this like the Mission Impossible? Okay, well, some people have, but I'm a public figure, so, I mean, I nailed it. But getting over 500... I don't know, colleagues to join your LinkedIn feed so that it tops out at 500. Is that like a thing? I don't think so. It doesn't do anything. And it becomes really annoying at some point. But the average person has more than 150 Facebook friends. But the study found that we only got 14 of them to really sign in for sympathy in a really tough situation. And how many of them could we go for in a real crisis situation? About four.
But How do they know this?
Yeah, well, they did a study on this. So, and by the way, the evolutionary biologists at Oxford University in England did this study. And they found that the average person who has more than 150 Facebook friends, we'd only go to 14 of those people for sympathy. And in a real crisis, we'd only go to four of them for real. But here's what's amazing to me about this. Isn't that the way it is in real life?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I think they're just trying to say, don't think you have a lot of friends because there's a number counter at the top of your Facebook page telling you have 500 fans.
It's like LinkedIn. Because you have 500 colleagues...
Doesn't mean you ever worked with them in the same building, damn it.
Or if you get canned tomorrow, that you're going to get a gig on a Thursday, okay?
Thank you.
It's not going to happen.
That's so true. Wow.
It's not going to happen. Well, unless you're constantly doing your updates and networking, but when you're employed, you're really not doing that because you're working. Am I right?
Right, right, right.
Boy, that is so true.
Boy, that makes me sad.
I know.
I'm kidding.
Okay. Let's see. I know. I wanted to talk about, we'll get to more late show wrap-up stuff and all things to do with sex and dating on the way here. But the news of the day seems to be, let me see where I have it. Okay, I'm looking for the audio. Matthew Perry. So there's been all this scuttlebutt about a Friends reunion. And there's a photo of the unofficial Friends reunion, minus Matthew Perry, who is overseas. But he says now they're talked about reuniting for a TV special and that he can't remember 3 years of the show because of substance abuse. But, It may happen. Let's take a listen to what Matthew has to say.
I think we would be open to doing something. Some kind of maybe some TV special. I don't know about a movie. It's kind of tough because it ended on such a high note that we don't want to ruin it. So we'd want to be really careful because sometimes when you do a reunion, it's terrible and it sort of ruins the memory of the good show that you'd done before.
I don't remember the finale and it's not a thing. Do you?
I don't. No, I feel bad. I'm sure I watched it,
right?
With several friends and bottles of wine.
Exactly. But, that's why nobody remembers it. Yes, we were
really
all hammered. I remember it happening, the event, but I don't know a damn thing about what happened. And by the way, I love
was
the musical
somebody's
interlude
wedding?
There. I don't know. Well, we'll have to look. We'll Google it, and we'll tell you on the
I'll
other side.
I'll be looking it up.
Okay. We'll get to that. And, more. Yeah, okay. It's all good. Yes, you're listening to the Drex Radio Show and the Late Night Late Show Wrap-Up on KGO 810.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Super Bowl 50 is set. It's the guy from the Under Armour commercials against the guy from the Papa John's commercials. The Panthers versus the Broncos. 3 weeks ago, wasn't this supposed to be the year Peyton Manning turned to dust where he, he got benched, there was talk they might have to put him to sleep? This, of course, is Peyton Manning, not Eli Manning. Eli plays for the Giants. The Giants and Eli did not make the playoffs this year, a fact of which local CBS New York seemed blissfully unaware.
And then later, Tom Brady and Eli Manning could face off one last time this weekend. From favorite movies to favorite food, how the two men differ off the field.
Well, they got the Tom Brady part right. I do the same thing with Kylie and Kendall Jenner. I can't tell which one.
Oh, that's so much fun. Yeah, and what did their parents put in the Kool-Aid or in the water? Oh, well, at least they're lucky they weren't from Flint. Then there's that. With the lead in the Flint water, at least we've got Diddy and Mark Wahlberg are sending 1 million bottles of water to Flint, Michigan. Good for them.
Right on.
Sean Diddy Combs and Mark Wahlberg are all part of an effort to send 1 million bottles of water to the city of Flint so the residents can stop drinking lead. Of course,
well,
it helps.
Well, they've been receiving bottles of water for, 2 years now.
I know. It's really horrible it's what's
insane.
Happening in Flint.
I heard a woman talking about how she takes these, 2-minute showers.
Oh, well,
she's worried about it getting in through her skin,
right,
and whatnot, I don't know if there's science behind that, but probably.
Well, children drinking it is horrific.
Well, right,
yes.
Right. No one should drink it. Right. But anyway, just the thought of a 2-minute shower, I was like, oh.
And you know what? I mean, people were doing what they can. Madonna, Madge, she donated $10,000 and people were attacking her on social media saying that's soft.
I mean, just saying.
Wow, thankless. I mean, we know she has more money than that, but I mean.
Yeah. Why don't you just, I tell you what, Madonna, I mean, what you can do for the people of Detroit and Flint is just show up on time instead of 3 hours late. And be sober while you're doing your concert. That might be a good thing.
Sure.
Love her very much, but I mean, it's been the last week was horrific.
For tickets, just at least.
Okay. So we were discussing on the other side, the previous side of this broadcast, what is going on? What is going on with Friends? So Matthew Perry says that, yes, the cast of Friends might reunite for a TV special. And then I said, the funny thing about that is, don't remember it because there was probably a lot of drinking involved. And then Matthew Perry said, and we laughed about it because, you're right. And then Heather will get to the rest of the story in a second. And what does Matthew Perry say?
I think the answer is I don't remember 3 years of it. A little bit of the time I was a little out of it, yeah. My answer to your question is somewhere between season 3 and 6.
And there's your answer. He doesn't even remember it. Everybody was out of it. And to the point, there were actually, the finale was 2 episodes.
Right, so you had to get to your
together
with your friends twice. What did I look up? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Series finale closes with several long-running storylines coming to a close. Ross confesses love for Rachel. They decide to resume their relationship. Monica and Chandler adopt twins and move to the suburbs. Don't remember that at all, and I would think I would.
Yeah, and that's enough.
friends.
Oh, you don't want to hear the rest?
Oh, is there more?
Well, they leave their apartment for the last time and go have a final cup of coffee at Central Perk on the couch.
Thank you, Screaming Goat. That's a goat screaming like a person. All right. Now we mentioned Woody Allen. How weird is this? It's really not. If you think about Woody, a while back we heard that Woody Allen was developing a TV series for Amazon. And now we know that it will feature him co-starring with Miley Cyrus. Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. What?
Is she playing his love interest?
I don't know.
Because they get younger and younger.
That should be something.
That's scary.
For
and
Amazon.
Abe Vigoda's dead. For real this time.
How old was Abe?
94.
Yeah. It's because we talked to our documentarian guy who did a big story about, what was his name?
Strephon Taylor.
Yes. He's a great documentarian. And he did a documentary about all things horror, and Abe's name was mentioned all over the place.
Creep show makeup.
Right, that's it. Good for you. Good memory.
Yeah, anyway. People magazine actually accidentally said he was dead in 1982 when he didn't show up for a Barney Miller cast party. And then it just, this mistakes kept rolling in. Can you imagine being a person all your life and you keep reading about your own death? You're just like, for another year, suckers.
Honest to God. And then the thing is I was thinking the same thing today, which is horrible. I thought, well, didn't he die a long time ago? But he was Detective Fish on Barney Miller. Mm-hmm. Let's hear that.
Lady, who are you going to listen to, me or your computer?
Wow.
Doesn't look good. Know. You won't believe this, but according to their records, I'm deceased.
Ouch.
It's probably a mistake.
So people, I'm looking at the story now. People have been, you know, starting the death hoaxes about him for about 30 years. But this time it is true. He was Detective Fish on Barney Miller.
That there was a you're so old you could be dead joke in the 70s when he was on the show.
From the 70s. And he was Sal on The Godfather.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And there you have it. So he was declared dead by mistake on The Barney Miller Show as Detective Fish.
He lived to see the internet and everything, and that he became an internet meme.
Oh, my God.
You won't believe this, but according to their records, I'm deceased.
Okay. All right. Now he has made
so
a rest
somebody
in peace.
Bought the domain for abevigoda.com a long time ago, and so they just left it up there, you know? And today, finally, it says Abe Vigoda dead, and they put cross marks over his eyes like you do in the cartoons.
And may he rest in peace. And he was Sal. Yeah, let me see. As I mentioned in The Godfather. All right. We know we shouldn't stay friends with our exes, but we do anyway.
Oof.
Yeah, more surveys. Yes, the best way to get over a breakup is a clean split where you cut off all ties with your ex. You know that. The logical part of your brain knows that. We just can't seem to follow that.
Who said you shouldn't be friends?
I don't know, to move on with your life.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that, but, and of course, if there's children involved, of course, I guess this is if
you
you're younger and you
don't.
Right. Exactly. So more than 60% of people say you should cut off contact with your ex because there's really no benefit to staying friends with them. But more than half of people say that they stay friends with their ex, even a lot of those people who said there was no benefit to it. 38% of them still are friends with at least one ex. And 40% of people have gotten together with someone after a breakup. One third have had ex-sex, of course, do you think?
Hello.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, that's the big come around. I mean, that's really the story of life, isn't it? Because there's such friction in the relationship that you break up, and then once it's over, and if you do have that clean split, and then you rendezvous again, whether it just be a conversation or a dinner or, I don't know, you start chatting online, it can come back around and I think be more productive than before if you do revisit the relationship. Don't you think so?
I just go back for the physical friction.
I know you do. All right. On the other side, coming up here, the state with the most virgins and the ideal number of sexual partners is now the same for men and women. And so on and so forth, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue with the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGO 810 invites you to the San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, Saturday, February 13th at Fort Mason Center in San Francisco. The San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition's public tasting will showcase hundreds of award-winning wines from across the country, paired with gourmet food and local artisans for you to enjoy. Come experience the latest wine trends at the largest competition of American wines in the world. Get your tickets now at winejudging.com. The San Francisco Chronicle Wine Competition, presented by BevMo and KGO 810 News Talk and Traffic. What? Radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
So my boyfriend really wanted me to meet his friend. He's like, we go to Burning Man together every year. You know, she's so awesome. Turns out she's one of those girls who's like really awesome to men and then a total to women. And so let me just set the stage. So she's this white chick, red dreadlocks. We're in Austin. I'm talking to her. Okay, first of all, she has a tattoo of angel wings on her breastplate. Okay, wrong side.
Love it.
Oh, and her name is Flapjack. Flapjack is sitting there holding court, and she starts bragging about dumpster diving. And so I'm assuming she's talking about an art project, you know, because everyone at Burning Man's like, oh, here's my art project, and they just bedazzled a school bus. So I'm like, oh, is this for your art project? And she goes, not for art, for food. Okay, first of all, I love the idea of a stuck-up who dumpster dives. I'm such a square with my birth certificate and car insurance and unpierced genitals and food I've put in a refrigerator, like a real loser.
That's comedian Natasha Leggero talking about her boyfriend's female friends. Oh, well, that never really works out now anyway, does it? There's a lot of Natasha going on.
With a female friend like Flapjack, I'm thinking you got nothing to worry about.
All Burning Man and good
and
to go.
Her breath smells like rotten food. Oh, God.
That's funny. So the ideal number of sexual partners is now the same for men and women. Now, everybody wanted equality, and now we're having it. Here's a good sign that gender equality is moving forward. We now consider men and women equally skanky when they go around indiscriminately getting it on.
Woo-woo.
What do you think the number is?
Oh, God.
Anybody?
No matter what I say, I'm going to sound like a slut.
No, because, go ahead.
What should the number be now?
Yeah.
Number of sexual partners before you get married.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
50.
Slut.
I said 15.
Ryan's going up,
15.
Ryan's going up. Well,
and
I don't
he's
know,
a
in the hundreds?
Man.
Hundreds. Well, I think it is for guys, but they would never admit it. So, you know, the survey says everybody's telling the truth. Well, come on. Who really remembers that? Although my last co-hostess that worked for me in Chicago.
She was a bedpost notcher,
right,
wasn't she?
She kept a log. She kept a diary.
That's just weird.
And for, I don't know, a decade, I tried to get that number out of her, and she never would tell. Don't tell. But anyway, so the new survey asked people to name the ideal number of sexual partners. In other words, it would be acceptable if I heard this out of your mouth. And the average answer for both men and women is now, for the first time ever, because forever it was cooler and it was okay for guys to have more, moho, is 10. 10 partners. People agreed that the right number, that is the right amount of for two reasons. It's enough so that you know that you can trust what you're doing, but not so many people that, you know, you think that they're a little too generous with your naughty parts. I don't know.
That's a prude survey.
That's a prude survey, Ryan.
I mean, this
saying.
Has to take in account all the Amish people, I guess.
Oh, please.
Right?
The survey also found that any number of partners over 20 is a big turnoff for both men and women.
What?
Also, everybody in this room is way out of order. I just don't remember. Okay. And
there something that about being in radio that makes you skanky?
No. Honest to God, I think if you're listening, I mean, really, do you remember who keeps this count except for, you know, her.
Again, if you got married young, your number's going to cut off.
And when you start dating someone new, only 35% of the women and 30% of the men want to know how many people you've done it with. Okay, well, please, really, thank you.
That's a ridiculous thing. I have never been curious about something like that.
No, why ask? What is the cutoff point for that? I mean, it's really juvenile, isn't it?
It just doesn't matter. Who cares about the past? I care about now.
Right. I mean, I get the jealousy part if you're, you know, what we talked about, ex-sex and all of those things. That's a thing, I believe, right?
Sure. But again, past history.
Okay. All right. More fun with this. How many dates before you talk about being exclusive, your sexual past, your marriage, and fetishes?
Well, those are all different things.
Well, now. this survey found that half of people discuss their past relationships after only a few weeks of dating. Over half talk about the potential of marriage after 6 months. And one in three people talk about their fetishes on the first date. Well, that's a Tinder hookup or a Grindr hookup.
Wow,
come on.
Some of that seems a little flipped around.
Yeah, this one's all over the road. Omaha. Thank you, Peyton Manning.
Fetish on the first date.
By the way, if you didn't hear it earlier, we were, you know, the snap with Peyton Manning always saying Omaha, that means go the other way.
Love that.
Yeah. And to my point, well, dude, you're coming to the right city for that.
Like, I can walk into the Castro and yell that at every hot guy.
Omaha!
Get with this.
Turn around.
I know. I'm a chick, but come on.
Be careful what you wish for.
Okay.
They really could do it if they wanted to.
Right?
Yeah, you never know.
Got all the equipment.
Yeah. Yes, and where is the city hiding all those homeless people? Boy, that's a story in itself.
They're not hiding as far as I'm concerned.
Right. Okay, so let me see. 70% of men and 62% of women say if they're seeing other people on the first date. Well, that sounds reasonable to me. 50% of the men and 33% of the women want to define their relationship as exclusive or not after a few dates. That's
God.
I'm okay with that.
I feel like I don't know.
Half of people discuss their relationship, past relationships, after a few weeks of dating. Well, yes, you have to get into it at some point. And by the way,
don't dwell on it.
Yeah. 56% of the men and 54% of the women want to discuss the potential for eventually getting married after 6 months of dating.
I don't think I've ever done that. I am the unicorn of this poll.
And by the way, 32% of men and 28% of women talk about their fetishes or their virginity on the very first date.
Oh, that's just straight up weird.
Well, that's a hookup. That's not, you know, that's not dating. I guess if you got something unusual to say, might as well get it out there. Throw it out there. Right. You know what you're getting into. See if that boat floats. Yeah, why not?
And if it's a real, real fetish, I guess you better get it out there. Because if she ain't into it, all bets are off. Then you're not going to talk about marriage or a second date or exclusivity, blah-de-blah.
And 52% of the men and 41% of the women say they never want to know how many people the other person had sex with in the past. Thank you. So that 10 thing is straight up stupid. We categorize that as stupid news.
Says Drex and Heather.
You're right.
Today.
Stupid
January
news.
January 26, 2016.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, there's a lot more, but you'll just have to stay tuned the rest of the week. This river runs deep, people. This is a whole file cabinet. All right. We want to thank our guest, Greg Barron. He's just not that into you. How to keep your marriage from sucking. That guy, Sex in the City dude. Yeah, that guy. I've got to go, but you can listen to the podcast in the 7 o'clock hour. And Lisa Durden, our pop guru, during the 8 o'clock hour. All good. Have a good night. The John Batchelor Show is next on KGO 810.